Matt Bevin is here taking a look at what's making headlines around the world this morning. We have heard in the news this rather powerful speech made by Greta Thunberg in New York, and you've been looking a little more closely at it.
Yeah, Hamish. It's nearly 4 weeks since she arrived in New York City, the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, after travelling nearly 5,000 kilometres across the Atlantic Ocean on a zero-emissions yacht. And while she has been making headlines ever since, overnight she's really said what she came all this way to say.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Greta Thunberg was 8 when she first heard about climate change. Since then, she has convinced her family, her parents, to join her in becoming vegan and giving up flying in order to decrease their carbon footprint. She also founded the Global School Strike for Climate movement, which on Friday saw thousands of students striking across every major Australian city, including many more students, joining in with many more students around the world. Since sailing across the Atlantic, Greta Thunberg has attended events, spoken at the New York climate strike, and spoken in the US Congress, where she responded to a Republican congressman asking why America should cut emissions while China increases them by saying this.
Another perspective. I am from Sweden, it's a small country, and there it is the same argument. Why should we do anything? Just look at the US, they say. So just so you know, that is being used against you as well.
But the big event she's in the US for is the UN Climate Action Summit, where she has appeared on stage next to the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres.
This is not a climate talk summit. We have had enough talk. This is not a climate negotiating summit, because we don't negotiate with nature. This is a climate action summit.
But at the first day of the summit, the Secretary General was upstaged, not by the world leaders who have spoken there, but by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe.
She said that the optimistic targets currently set by world leaders are not optimistic enough.
The popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control. But those numbers do not include tipping points, most feedback loops, additional warming hidden by toxic air pollution, or the aspects of equity and climate justice. They also rely on my generation sucking hundreds of billions of tons of your CO2 out of the air with technologies that barely exist. How dare you pretend that this can be solved with just business as usual and some technical solutions?
She says the people leading global climate policy just aren't mature enough to deal with the issue.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not. Thank you.
There are several images circulating of Greta Thunberg looking very angry at that event, but the image everyone will remember today was actually taken backstage when she and US President Donald Trump found themselves in the same room at the same time briefly at the UN. I don't think the president saw her as he walked through the room, but she definitely saw him. There's a video of her looking at him with an expression on her face that I think I would describe as furious, Hamish.
Yeah, it's definitely contemptuous.
Yes.
Would be a description as well. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.